When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here's a story of a man named Bruncey who covers Husker sports, boys and girls, like football and basketball, even weightlifting, like front squats and curls. Then one day, good old Bruncey called a talk show, and acting on what they thought was a hunch, John and Josh wanted to start a family. And now we get to talk to Michael Bruns. It's Michael Bruns. Michael Bruns. Now we get to talk to Michael Bruns.
Well, I get to reach that part of the show where I get to play amateur weatherman. It is raining again here. Light rain. Almost a very fine mist almost here at the ballpark. The tarp has been out since the beginning of the grum. The heaviest stuff is off in Iowa, so we're still fingers crossed tonight, Michael Bruns, that we can get in this final game of the I-80 rivalry.
Are the parking lots full from the country concert that's going on tonight, too?
Not yet, but that is a great point that you make because of the country show, Luke Bryan show, not
Zach
featuring
Bryan.
Or Zach Bryan, Luke Bryan. I thought they were whatever. I don't pay attention. Not starring Matt Rhule, by the way, at least that we know of. No, the lots aren't full yet, but that show will be starting at around 7:30-ish. And so, yeah, if you're coming to the ball game tonight, you might want to get here earlier to beat the country western crowd. Just saying.
Yeah. There's a lot going on down there.
There was a lot going on when I got here. There was something going on at the convention center. All these cars are pulling. I'm like, man, this is a busy place. Very busy place. It's like I'm back at the College World Series.
Well, we'll see how busy the bullpens are tonight, too, John. But
let's start with that because we have set very, very good numbers at the Unsportsmanlike Conduct Sportsbook and Casino in beautiful downtown Irvington. I don't see a reason to come off our number of 12.5. I mean, one game featured 12 pitchers. The other game featured 13. Unless you can provide me another argument to the contrary, I almost think that 12.5 is another good number.
Yeah, I don't think there's real reason to move. The only thing that's scary, you've got Nebraska playing another midweek tomorrow night against K-State. And Nebraska played a game and maybe like, what, an inning and a half, if that matters, Sunday. So I don't know if you want to get if the book wants to get a little greedy here and go 13.5, but I think 12.5 is where you stay. I don't think there's no reason to switch it up here. Don't need to get cute.
Yeah, or does you know, maybe Rob Childress decide, okay, if someone's going to go out there and has to give me four innings, right? And just we'll do it no matter what. I don't know if he would manage that way or want to manage the staff that way, but I could see your point that, you know, maybe bouncing it up. But you know what? I think we're good at 12.5. I just, okay. You know, we've been so close. I mean, 12 in one game, 13 in another. And by the way, all bets are only taken in a completion of 9 regular innings. So if it's a short game tonight, all bets are off. We don't accept bets.
Yeah, that 12.5 line has gotten you a new buffet at Sportsbook in Irvington. So I don't think we need to get too greedy.
No, we won't. So what do you think the goal is in these midweek games? It's been such a quandary for Nebraska. They've lost 4 straight. It's so weird. Is there anything in the change in the approach to tonight and tomorrow night versus what they have been the last really month of the season?
I don't know. I mean, Nebraska and Creighton need to, like, get together and somehow figure out – like, Nebraska needs to figure out how to do the midweeks like Creighton does, and Creighton's got to figure out the weekend with the way things have gone. But, yeah, I you know, if you're Nebraska, I don't know what you change. I mean, you're starting Ty Horn tonight. He's, you know, pitched primarily in relief. He's made three or four starts. So, you know, I think they're just going to roll with the guys that, you know, went and beat up Iowa, you know, on Friday and Saturday, and hope that the offense kind of gives you enough run support. I mean, the pitching depth has hurt them on midweeks, but if you kind of look into the numbers a little bit, I mean, the offense hasn't really held up its end of the bargain a ton in those games either. I mean, I think it's just hard to make three or four runs stand up in a midweek every game. And, you know, that they're going to have to come and swing the bats a little bit better tonight than they have against Creighton in the first two games.
You know, as I look back at these previous two games between these teams, the first game that Creighton won 5-3, there was one stolen base. The last game, the 6-4 game, there were no stolen bases. This is a Nebraska team that has been aggressive on the base paths this year. Riley Silva's having one of the top 10 seasons in program history. Do they maybe need to crank up the aggressiveness when it comes to, you know, base running, hit and run, straight steals, the bunt game, maybe to, you know, spark a little bit of life into the offense if it is stagnant tonight, as it has been in the early innings, especially of these midweek games?
Yeah, I mean, well, you go back to the game in Omaha. I mean, Nebraska had guys on base early on and wasn't able to cash in. And then, you know, the bats kind of went away. I mean, I think their biggest issue in some of the midweeks has just been getting enough traffic on the base paths. And, you know, the one thing that maybe hurts Nebraska a little bit from what you're talking about is, you know, Caden Brumbaugh missed the last two games of the Iowa series. He had eight or nine steals in his last 10 games. And, you know, it had been a nice little spark at the top of the lineup. I'm not sure what his availability is going to be for this one or either of these midweek games, but he's been a piece of that. They've kind of moved Silva around the lineup a little bit. He had been hit second. He, you know, hit a little lead off and they had him at the bottom of the lineup. But I mean, that's what this offense has to do is you need a lot of the first to third stuff. You need to bunt and move guys over. And, you know, it's just seemed that, you know, against Creighton, that they have not been getting enough guys on base with any kind of consistency or really been able to cash in when they've gotten those guys on base too.
Do we know what the status, maybe not tonight of Brumbaugh, but at least into this weekend, the Minnesota series?
They were still kind of checking on things, the hand for him this time, which I guess is a bit of a positive thing because he's kind of had the well-documented shoulder issues at various points in his career. But, no definitive answer on what that is at this point. I would imagine, though, that, you know, if there's a chance he can go, maybe they would pull off, you know, in the midweeks maybe and save him for the series at Minnesota. I don't know, but it didn't sound like to me that there was a whole lot of optimism that he was just going to be right back in the lineup based on kind of how they held him out on, Saturday and then into Sunday.
Talking with Michael Bruns, Husker 24/7. Yesterday we found out about Chief Borders, who we had heard Matt Rhule talk up during the spring as having a really good spring season. This would certainly rank as one of the big surprises of the transfer portal with only a couple of days post-spring game that the portal is open. What have we learned in the last, you know, 20 or so hours since we found out about this news, about where this came about and how surprised Nebraska is by this?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that there was a ton of surprise. It is kind of interesting given, you know, the comments that Matt Rhule had made about, you know, what Chief Borders had done this year. And interestingly, he kind of made the same comment last spring as well. I mean, I think, you know, he's been a decent practice player for him. It's interesting. You go back to last fall and, you know, he was at the jack spot and then was at, you know, was played a little bit of defensive end, but never really was able to crack the rotation at either of those spots. I was in the red-white game. He was playing with second-team defense quite a bit. Just kind of looking at the depth chart, I don't know where there was going to be a ton of improvement in playing time for him. I mean, if it was the Jack spot, I mean, you've got MJ Sherman back. Prince Will was going to factor into that conversation. You know, the defensive end spot, Jamari Butler, I think, is pretty entrenched there. So, you know, I'm not sure, you know, kind of what the motivation was there. It would make sense to me if it were playing time. You know, he certainly, you know, has been involved with a lot of the social media stuff. I don't know if maybe there's an opportunity out there that's better for him. But, yeah, I mean, it's one of those spots where, you know, defensively Nebraska can kind of absorb a lot of those losses pretty easily, I think. You know, just kind of looking at who's coming back and, you know, the way that they've kind of developed guys at some of those spots, I think Nebraska will be just fine. It was just a little bit of a surprise given, you know, the recent comments that Matt Rhule had said. And I don't know if maybe that even, you know, kind of was maybe even kind of sowing the seeds a little bit for him to land somewhere else or give him a landing spot somewhere else. I don't know. But, you know, it's been, you know, really quiet with Nebraska. And I think the staff was kind of expecting it to be that way, you know, with such a short window here to get into the portal.
Michael Bruns of Husker 24/7. Beyond the obvious, Dylan Raiola, what was the biggest impression, positive impression you came away with from Saturday?
Yeah, I was really eager to see, you know, if the wide receiver chatter we kind of heard all spring was just smoke or not. And, you know, I walked away thinking that it definitely was not. You saw what Ja'Cory Barney can be as a true freshman wide receiver. I think you saw a more complete Jalen Lloyd. It looks a heck of a lot better when you have somebody that can get him the ball where it needs to be and on time. I mean, everything just looks so much crisper in that game. And, you know, kind of remarkable given where this offense was when we last saw it back in November. So, that wide receiver group to me is one that, you know, is going to be a group that opposing defensive coordinators are really going to have to respect. I think it's going to open things up for Nebraska's running game, whoever it is that ends up being the, you know, in that kind of three-headed monster that I think they want to get with the running back rotation. And, you know, you had, you know, Alex Bullock making nice catches and yeah, you know, just kind of depth all over the place there. And by the way, you still have, you know, Malachi Coleman sitting out, who's up to 220 pounds and had a really nice freshman year himself. You know, we were talking about it on our podcast today. Everybody coming into the game, I think, was kind of interested to see what Jamal Banks was going to be. He didn't do much in that game, and the offense didn't really miss a beat. So, you know, there's a lot of weapons there, and it's been they've done a nice job of rebuilding the talent in that room and, you know, giving some weapons to these quarterbacks that, you know, I think can do some things on this offense. They just needed the weapons in the right places.
Michael Bruns of Husker 24/7 Sports. Obviously the spring game is what the spring game is, but if you look at spring football in its totality and everything that we heard, the things that we were able to see, have your season expectations changed any from where it was prior to spring football?
Yeah, it's hard to not kind of inch that win. If we're talking win totals, I mean, it's hard to not kind of give it a little post-spring bump for maybe wherever you were. I've kind of been in the 7-5 camp, and a lot of that was just based on, you know, what's the quarterback picture going to look like. I would very cautiously move that up to like 8 at this point, very cautiously, because I don't know. I mean, I think this I don't know that this is going to be like a top 25 offense. I don't know that. I don't think it will be. It doesn't have to be. It just needs to be efficient. It needs to score a few more points than what they did a year ago. And I think what we saw is that, you know, that this offense has the potential to do that. I mean, you can, you know, kind of do the grain of salt thing and say that most of the defensive starters weren't in there for long stretches. But I think you can kind of see the framework of a decent offense that you can kind of build on in the summer. And kind of pick up where you left off in fall camp. So I would be okay with, with being more in the 7-8 camp versus the 6-7 camp, which is maybe where I was before.
We don't normally do this for our guests, but Nick, would you please fire up a sports flash?
Sports flash. Time for an unsportsmanlike conduct sports flash update.
Sports flash.
From the Sports Flash Sports Desk.
Michael, we're not going to ask you to hit the post as we do, but Nebraska basketball has picked up somebody, as I saw you report 30 minutes ago on the site. Would you care to let everybody know Nebraska's newest addition?
Yeah, Nebraska picked up a transfer from the University of Washington. I don't believe he was part of the Troy Dannon move as a player to be named.
Package deal, player to be named.
Or an add-on. But they got some veteran post help that they had definitely needed. And I'm going to script the name.
It's Braxton Mia.
Mia. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Braxton Mia. 7-footer. He's got 1 year of eligibility left. More of the rim protector with a little bit of athleticism around the rim that they've sought. So that was an important get because as you're kind of putting the pieces together on this transfer class that Nebraska basketball is adding, there was a significant need in post depth. So that's a good win for them.
I didn't mean to put you on the spot there. I was also fumbling around looking for the pronunciation just to make sure had it right. So
I wrote it. But I didn't need to say it.
You wrote it? Yeah, exactly. You don't have to, now that would be good advice for future writers out there. If you would, when people have strange names, if you could please just add pronunciations to all of your articles, that'd be awesome.
But, yeah.
To help us lazy broadcasters who don't know where to find the pronunciations in the media guide. All right, Brunsy, well, the sun is brightening up. I will give you a weather update. The tornado watch, which has been issued for the Lincoln and Omaha area, they have started to release some of the counties to the west of Lincoln from the watch, which would seem to indicate that the forecasters are pushing things a little further to the east. Now, Lincoln and Omaha are still in the tornado watch, but when they start to release counties and they start to move the watch box either smaller or further in one direction, that could be good news for tonight. I'm just saying that could be good news for tonight.
Tarp update still on?
Tarp still on. It looks like BP is going to take place indoors today, but they have the facilities to do it. So they'll leave it on as long as they have to. But as far as I can tell, for the moment, we're on schedule for a 6 o'clock start.
Hey. That's good news.
All right. Brunsy, take care. Thanks.
Thanks.
Michael Bruns, who joins us every week from Husker 24/7 Sports on the 42 Degrees, the Source Hotline. Yes, Braxton Mia, the latest commit. He averaged 5 points, 5 rebounds, made 16 starts, suffered from ankle problems for half of last season. Prior to that, he averaged 9-7 in his junior season. He's using his COVID year at Nebraska, so the Huskers have picked up a little bit of veteran experience in the post for 2024-25. And speaking of portal additions, later in the Grum, Jemiah Neal, one of Creighton's two new transfer additions, along with Pop Isaacs. Braxton Mia, Jemiah Neal will join me later in the Grum, 5 o'clock hour, here on 1620 The Zone. Also still to come, Stephen M. Sipple will be with me here in about 25 minutes. He's going to be a little earlier today. He wanted to work his schedule more closer to dinner for him. So that's coming up.
I think he's going to call us right from the Applebee's.
He probably will. Either that or the Old Country Buffet. By the way, friends, a quick reminder. We do not make light of the weather situation. We know what happened last Friday. And so many families have been left without a home, with tremendous loss and destruction. You can join us here at 1620 The Zone in our efforts to give back to our community. One community. Go to 1620thezone.com/tornado relief, and you can find out opportunities on ways to donate, to volunteer, and more. It's really just a one-stop shop for you to look, to find out how you can help, where you can help, where donations can be made. We got direct links to the online donation page. Just go to 1620thezone.com/tornado relief, because here in Omaha, Nebraska, we are one community. We will be back and have more of unsportsmanlike conduct, including revenue sharing. Yes, the NIL today is next, here live from Charles Schwab Field on 1620 The Zone.
Nick Grimm for Circa Sports Iowa. Baseball and basketball, both are fun to watch, and both give you many opportunities to win with the Circa Sports Iowa app. Circa Sports Iowa offers in-game betting, like tonight when the Knicks take on Philly again. You can play along live tonight as the lines refresh during every single break, so you don't have to miss any of the action, and you can be a part of the action. Or, if you want to take the Rockies on one of the tight money line splits, tonight they play the Marlins, and honestly, I'm a sicko. I've been looking forward to this game. I'm calling it the midweek mid-series. Rockies are plus 121 on the money line, but Ryan Feltner could have a very nice night. Whatever your game, Circa Sports Iowa has you covered. And if you have a good night tonight, they won't limit your account either when you keep winning like a lot of other sports books tend to do. Circa Sports Iowa is for you if you want to stop messing around with the other things and start getting serious about your sports book. Download and try the Circa Sports Iowa app today and play anywhere in the state of Iowa. If you or someone you know may have a problem with gambling, call 1-800-238-7633.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.